Yeah, Aaron, face of Friday night football. Also, correct. Sunday football show between 11 and 1 p.m.
You're on fire.
Well done, mate.
I'm a fan.
I know that.
I am. Well, you're making your implying that the rest of us aren't. We all are.
This is the time, mate. You've got to get your fill this weekend. Prelim final weekend's the best, isn't it, Aaron?
Oh, it's amazing. 80 minutes away, four teams to a potential grand final. It is awesome.
See?
And it's a good mix of teams as well. Unfortunately, no Broncos. Sorry, Ed. Yeah, no Queensland teams.
No, but just missed
apart
it.
From that, it's a great mix.
No, I see what he's done there. Now,
came last. People
I know honest. That.
First time in their
time
history.
Ever in their whole ever. History, Wooden Spoon. First time yeah. ever.
This is so sad. Well, Jack, this is so sad.
He's so proud. Let him go. He's proud of himself.
All of a sudden, you know being what, Ed, a couple of NRL experts.
Till you hit rock bottom.
I know, but no.
They can't go no lower.
Aaron, exactly. The Broncos are sad, but he's even sadder. This is the saddest attempt at being an NRL expert that I've ever seen.
Are you saying he's faking it for
no,
me?
No, I'm not faking it for you, Aaron. I'm invested.
Oh, for God.
Good, I am.
All right.
I'm looking for a Storm Penrith grand final.
No.
And then the Storm win by, you know, a kick after the whistle.
Almost.
A quick way you're ahead.
How much are those kicks worth?
Terminology.
Just 1 point.
Really?
With a drop kick. That's a 1 point, isn't it, Aaron? Was it
is
one.
Correct. Yeah. Don't if you're
doubt
converting yourself. A try, it's 2 points, but a field goal is one. Correct.
God, so, I miss JT. Who misses JT?
Shut up.
We all miss JT. Just
he's
that
a
laugh.
Legend.
Infectious
I like
laugh.
JT.
Yeah, we all do.
Who else do you miss?
I miss Paul Gallen. I miss him.
I
know he's on the Sunday footy show with you. I know. He's a good guy.
He's a very good friend. Do you know, the other day he accidentally FaceTimed me, right? I was driving and so I obviously didn't answer.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing. Ooh, like, what is he doing? So I got to work about half an hour later, FaceTimed him back, and he's sitting on the couch with his son and he's kind of going, hey. And I'm like, hey, how are you? And then I'm like, hey, Cody, how are you? It was 10 minutes of the most awkward conversation. Then I kind of said, Gal, you called me. And he's like, I was going, what the hell are you calling me for on FaceTime? My missus is in the bedroom. He said it was a pocket dial. From now on, if anyone FaceTimes me, I'm going to say the first thing when I ring back is, you FaceTime me. Yeah. Did you mean it? Because it was a 10-minute
exactly,
awkward
Gal.
Conversation.
Yeah, what's he thinking? He's going to be doing that. You know, as if she's going to be on first in that FaceTime conversation,
yeah,
mate. I watched Barry Hall beat him, you know. Was it a draw?
Oh, stop it. Well, no.
We were there.
Well.
We were both there. Absolutely.
It was not the right decision.
It was the
humbled
right decision.
Opinion. I'll stop it.
Are they going to have a rematch, those two? They thought about it.
Aaron? Gallen's ripped his bicep off.
Oh.
But he's not going to have surgery, so he's going to try and just fight through.
No.
So it'll be very tough if he does it. Yeah, it's not ideal. He felt it go pop. He was just in the gym just doing training.
Oh. Why not surgery? Just can't afford it? Or is it?
Hey, if you know anything about Paul Gallen, I'll tell you another story about him. I was at Parliament House launching the rugby league season with the Prime Minister and the opposition leader about at the start of the year, so say February.
Yeah.
We walk out to pay for parking underneath Parliament House. I put it in. It's like $2. Someone else puts it in. I think Billy Slater, $2. Gal goes to put it in, presses the receipt button. It's $2. Receipt button doesn't work. Gal then presses the phone to call so he can claim
the $2.
$2. I promise, not even made up. Gal has more money than he knows what to do with because he is, and he'll tell you this himself, the stingiest human being this side of Alabama.
He's still got his first $2, and that's why he's where he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And good on him, you know?
Yeah,
times are tough.
Absolutely. Now, you want to have a crack
just
at my
quickly,
face?
Just quickly. So everyone's having a look at Hughesy's face, obviously. You've seen it all over the socials. It's looking better now than it was. It was puffy, et cetera. But, Aaron, you've got a theory about his face, which I'm enjoying.
Well, I just wasn't sure if it was cosmetic, like if you were looking to improve aesthetically.
Yes.
And the only reason I say that is because I was actually getting a procedure done the other day when I saw the story online.
What are you having? What were you having?
Well, see, I always start telling this and then I think, it's probably not appropriate for public consumption.
No,
but anyway, I get – so since having a baby, I sweat.
Yes.
So on Channel 9 when I'm under
really?
Lights, under my arms, it's
only
unbelievable.
Since
the baby. So, like before if I'd gone to the gym or something. But my hormones, I don't know what it is, but I can't wear shirts.
Yes.
Like, or I can't lift my arms. So I went to the doctor because
right.
a girlfriend of mine and got Botox. You get about 100 needles under each arm. It's awful. But anyway, I can safely confirm it works. I was at Penrith the night after.
Sweltering.
Sitting there, it was boiling hot. It was about 50 degrees. I'm sitting there getting my hair and makeup done. Not an ounce of sweat under
Prince
my arm.
Andrew style.
But there was a problem.
What?
It decided to exit elsewhere.
Oh, it's
the Botox.
Not even the Botox.
You
come
out. Sneezing out Botox, you maniac.
No, it just, so
where?
Be careful if you
where
do it.
Where?
Oh,
I don't want to get technical.
Another area.
So I was sitting, and when I stood up, holy Mother Mary.
Bum. I'm going to say bum sweat.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to, can I lock me in for bum too?
We're both locking in for bum.
I think it might have just been because I just had gotten it done. I can't believe I'm saying this on air. But it worked a treat because my underarms are fine now. I just can't stand up when I'm on air.
Yeah. Can you get bum Botox?
Yeah, of course you can.
Well, this is what my other friend suggested. I thought, I can't afford to just keep getting Botox wherever the sweat bloody moves to. I don't make that kind of money, gents.
Well, back to me though, it is not cosmetic. It is
called inguinal mebutate, and it is a peel, and we've almost reached the bottom layer.
Yeah.
His nose is flaked off, but it is clear sky from here,
well
Aaron.
Done.
But
I and will it's good
look
for
better.
You.
And I will look better as well, though. So I'm doing it medically,
absolutely.
But it's, yes, my wife's very keen for my skin not to be as it was. She wants
it
to
actually looks clear from where I'm sitting
it's
now.
It's really clear.
Looks...
I've had permanent scabs on my cheeks and they're gone.
Beautiful.
So, oh, that's
it's
amazing.
Really beautiful.
I wouldn't go that
beautiful
far.
Beautiful.
Don't forget, check out Aaron, Channel 9, Finals Footy.
Let's do it.
Aaron, thanks for having us.
Love your work, guys. Bye. Thanks for having me.